Folks, the gospel passage that we read today, I find it very attractive because it makes me crave for simplicity. Christianity has been around for almost 2,000 years. And as religion and faith develop, sometimes it's possible for us to lose the simplicity of it all. If you love me, you will keep my word. I love how simple that sounds. If you love me, keep my word. And if you don't love me, that's okay. Then you won't keep my word. But if you love me, keep my word. And this is so different from the first reading where complexities begin to develop. People begin to be on either side and they begin to take sides. So there are the Christians who are Jewish Christians who wanted people to come to the faith a certain way. And then there were the Gentile Christians to whom Paul said, if you love Jesus, keep his word. Grace is simple. If you believe, you are saved. So today's homily, it's about the simplicity of our faith. There are some things that are very simple. And today's gospel reading tells us that our faith, Christianity, Catholicism, it's about three things. Christianity is love. Christianity is a relationship. Christianity is peace. Simple. Let me talk about all three of them. First, Christianity is about love. First and foremost, Christianity is about our love for Christ. Christianity is not about power. It's not about ideologies. It's not about rituals. It's not about tradition. It's not about history. It's not about numbers. First and foremost, Christianity is about a person who committed his life to love, Jesus Christ. One word describes this man. It's nothing complicated. It's very simple. One word describes this man. Love. And he committed himself to that one word. And before he sacrificed his life, he said to his disciples, his followers, if you love me, you will keep my word. Folks, our faith, our religiosity, my priesthood, Mike's diaconate, your spiritual priesthood, your life, our traditions, our economics, our politics, and our daily life are supposed to be an expression of this invitation to love Christ. In its very simple form, everything that we do is supposed to be an expression of our love for Christ. And sometimes we forget that. And when we forget that, problems emerge. So even today, within Catholicism, we are so divided. Because we let the ideologies of the world affect us. So we have a right and a left. And so we have a Catholicism that is right and that is left. But first and foremost, it's about love and a love for Christ. Our history, our traditions, our rituals, our ideologies, and our pettiness sometimes seem to be more important. So Christ today is pulling us back. He's telling each one of us, remember what it's really all about. If you love me, you will keep my word. Secondly, Christianity is about relationship. When Christ died, and then rose, and then ascended to heaven, there was very little he left for his disciples. There was very little that he left that they could hold with their hands. Concrete things. There were no notes. There were no directions. There was no written literature. All they had were the words that he spoke, and they could recall these words. And so Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my word. However, the fruit of keeping God's word was a relationship. That is why Jesus says in today's gospel reading, if you love me, you will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our dwelling with him. If you keep my word, my Father and I, we will come and make a dwelling with him. In other words, the focus of Christ's mission was an indwelling presence. A living relationship. So more than anything else, Christ seeks a relationship with us. Both as individuals and as a community, first and foremost, Christ seeks a relationship. And hopefully, each of our lives is the location. Hopefully, each one of our lives is the place, the heart, the soul, where Christ can make a home. It is very simple. Hopefully, each one of us, body, heart, soul, is the place where Christ feels at home. Thirdly, Christianity is peace. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. So then Jesus clearly separates the peace that comes from the world and the peace that comes from him. What's the difference between the peace that the world offers and the peace that Jesus offers? The peace that the world offers comes from an absence. It's called the absence of conflict. That's all the world can do. When the world means peace, it means that two people or two nations or two groups are not fighting. It's a negative definition of peace. Peace is the absence of conflict for the world. But the peace that Jesus offers is not from the absence of conflict, but it comes from the fullness of his presence. So the peace that Jesus gives comes from a presence. It's the fullness of our experience of the presence of God. And here is how it works. If we are conscious about Christ within us, if each day we wake up in the morning and in our prayer, we invite Christ to come and make his home with us, and if we are truly aware that Christ is dwelling within us, then there are many things that our hearts are emptied from, free from. We can be free from power. We can be free from our own ego. We can be free from our own self. We can be free from every material thing that draws us. If Christ is in us, then we experience what I call contentment. I'm content because there is no absence in my heart. I'm content because my heart is filled with the presence of Christ. And that eliminates a lot of things that create problems. So Jesus says, the peace that I give you is my presence. Christianity is peace. The fullness of Christ's presence brings us contentment and peace. And this peace is different than the peace the world offers. So here we are to celebrate this Eucharist, and I think Christ is saying these very words to us today. Just keep it simple. If you love me, you will keep my word. And I will come and make my dwelling with you, with my Father. And because you have Christ's presence, Jesus says, you will know contentment and peace. The peace that comes from the fullness of God's presence. So as we receive communion today, as we come before Christ, let's open our hearts really wide so that Christ can make a home in us. And may the presence of Christ bring us peace. People of God said, Amen.